Blog Talk Radio.
I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand, I find you embracing me just as I am. And I lift these songs to you. I sing to you in my praises, make your home to my audience of one. You are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more, come my great reward, to see your kingdom come and your will be done. I only desire to be yours, Lord. So what could I bring to honor your majesty? What song could I sing that would move the heart of royalty? When all that I have is this life that you've given me, Lord, let me live for you, my song with humility. And Lord, as the love song of my life is played, I have one desire to bring glory to your name. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward, to see your kingdom come and your will be done. I only desire to be yours, Lord.
still small voice you speak. Rest after the storm, rest after the winds, rest in turbulence.
Father God, I thank you, God, for tonight, God. I thank you for everybody that's gathered here tonight, God. I thank you for this word that's going to go forth, God. I thank you for giving me the strength to bring it forth, God, that your name may get the glory, God. Use me on tonight, God, for your benefit, however you see fit on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, amen. To God be the glory. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you tonight. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 16. This 2 Kings from the New Living Translation. One day, Elisha went to the town of Shunem. A wealthy woman lived there, and she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for something to eat. She said to her husband, "I am sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Let's build a small room for him on the roof and furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by." One day, Elisha returned to Shunem, and he went up to this upper room to rest. He said to his servant Gehazi, "Tell the woman from Shunem, I want to speak to her." When she appeared, Elisha said to Gehazi, "Tell her we appreciate the kind concern you have shown us. What can we do for you? Can we put in a good word for you, commander of the army?" "No," she replied, "my family takes good care of me." Later, Elisha asked Gehazi, "What can we do for her?" Gehazi replied, "She doesn't have a son, and her husband is an old man." "Call her back again," Elisha told him. When the woman returned, Elisha said to her as she stood in the doorway, "Next year at this time, you will be holding a son in your arms." "No, my lord," she cried. "Oh, man of God, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that." Again, that's 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 16 from the New Living Translation. Beloved, what I feel led to focus on tonight is how this dear, sweet woman in tonight's foundational text reacted to Elisha prophesying to her about having a child. From her reaction, I can tell this is an area where she had been deeply hurt, deeply disappointed, and she didn't want anyone getting her hopes up for the possibility of having a child ever again. Not even Elisha, the man of God she welcomed into her home. She didn't want nobody getting her hopes up again for having a child. Not even the man of God that she welcomed into her home. But what's not clear from the text is, how she ended up feeling some type of way about the subject of a child. It's not clear, so I can only how she ended up feeling some type of way about the subject of having a child in the first place. Whether or not she had had several miscarriages, I don't know. Maybe she had a couple miscarriages in the past. Or maybe she and her husband suffered from fertility issues. And despite all their trying, they still hadn't been able to conceive. Or maybe she was in her feelings, disappointed, feeling very discouraged about having a child. Now, having a child now because of her husband's age. Because remember, Gehazi did tell Elisha in the text that she was married to an old man. Or maybe the truth is simply that she had been deceived. Or maybe the truth is just simply that she had been deceived by a prophet before. And she didn't feel like going through all of that again, being deceived again, not even by a man of God whom she believed to be real, cried out, "Man of God, no." But Elisha didn't take back the prophecy. He boldly said, "Next year at this time, you will be holding a son in your arms." "No, my Lord," she cried. "Oh, man of God, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that." And so tonight's message is entitled, "The Pain of Disappointment." Again, tonight's message is entitled, "The Pain of Disappointment." Here's the sad truth. Disappointment is the one thing we cannot avoid. No matter how hard we try, at some point, we all have been deeply disappointed, I'm sure, by someone or something go as planned. I'm sure at some point we have all been disappointed by someone or something that didn't go as planned, something that didn't happen or go as planned. But how did you respond when you didn't get what you expected? But how did you respond when what you expected didn't happen? It didn't go the way that you planned. How did you respond when things didn't go as you planned? How did you respond to being disappointed yet again? Did you cry out like the woman in tonight's foundational text, getting your hopes up for nothing? Somebody, you feel like you just continually get your hopes up for nothing, for what you could have, but you still don't have. You keep getting your hopes up for nothing, for what you could have, but you still don't have. In tonight's foundational text, we see a woman who fully believed in Elisha as a man of God, but yet she found herself verbally lashing out at him over something that happened in the past that left her disappointed. Remember, we're talking about the pain of disappointment on tonight. She was lashing out at him, at Elisha, over something that happened in the past that left her disappointed. Here Elisha was trying to bring her into the now. Here Elisha was trying to bring her into the now by prophesying to her, telling her what she could have this time next year. The man of God, the prophet, was trying to tell her what she was entitled to, what she could have this time next year. But she wasn't receiving it well because of past disappointment. And many of you, God is trying to give something to you, but you're not receiving it well because of past disappointment. You're afraid to let yourself receive because of past disappointment. Or just like the woman in tonight's text, because her mind was still attached to the past hurt. Because your mind is attached to the past hurt, attached to past disappointment, things that happened in the past. You cry out like she did. She cried out. You hurt. She hurt. Feeling some type of way. Emotionally distraught. And just a mention of having a child. And somebody, you're emotionally distraught at just a mention of getting that promotion. It's just a mention of a house that you thought you would have by now. It's just a mention of the marriage that you thought that you would be in, but you're still single, et cetera. Be a whole lot of things. But somebody, you are disappointed. It might be even for a child like the woman in tonight's text. But it's not over yet, beloved. It's not over yet. And I feel like some of you are disappointed right now over something that didn't happen or didn't go as planned. And because you really had your hopes up, you really were expecting things to happen this time. You just knew that this time was different. You really had your hopes up. You were really expecting things to happen this time. You're taking your anger out on God. And that's the wrong place to take your anger out. There's the wrong place to take your anger out, because when nobody's in your corner, because when nobody's in your corner, God is in your corner. So for you to take your anger out on him, that's the wrong position to take. But many of you, I can feel some of you, you're disappointed over something that didn't happen or go as planned. And because you really had your hopes up, you really were expecting things to happen this time, you're taking your anger out on God. You feel like as done all God requires of you. You feel like from A to Z, you've done everything as a Christian that you were expected to do. You had faith. You were in expectation. You read the word. You sow your seed. And you've been praying. What more could you do? That's a question in the back of your head. You might be afraid or ashamed to ask it, but somebody, that's a question in the back of your head. Because from A to Z, you think you had this Christian thing down. You had it covered. You were doing everything you knew to do as a Christian believer, and still you weren't seeing the results that you expected. You had faith. You were in expectation. You were reading the word of God. You're sowing. You're praying. What more could you do? Somebody, what you need to do is get somewhere and truly wait on God this time. Somebody, what you need to do, all that other stuff was good, and that's what you should have been doing. That's what you should continue to do. But what you need to do in addition to that, you need to get somewhere and truly wait on God this time. And stop letting every prophetic voice, that letting every prophetic voice that claims to be a prophet prophesy to you. And I know this to be true because I minister to many people, and they always telling me, probably say to what do you think about this? Because this particular person told me this, and this other prophet or this other person told me this, this other minister told me this and told me that, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, who is this other person? Who is this other prophet? Who is this other minister? Where did you get all of this stuff from? And it's got the person all confused, and I'm like, that's not good. Listening to too many voices is not good. Especially if you haven't tried the spirit by the spirit, as the word of God says, how do you know what you're listening to is real? How do you know that the word that you're receiving is real? How do you know that what's been fed you in your spirit and in your ear is real? You must be careful with that type of thing. So I say again, this may not fit everybody, but I say again, somebody, what you need to do in addition to everything that you've been doing, you need to get somewhere and truly wait on God this time and start letting every prophetic voice that claims to be a prophet prophesy to you. The reason the woman in tonight's foundational text could tell her husband, I'm sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Remember she said that in 2 Kings 4:9, New Living Translation. I'm sure this man who stops by from time to time is a holy man of God. The reason she could say that and be so sure of it is because with him stopping in from time to time, she had noticed that there was just something different about his person. She had noticed. She had took note of him. She had noticed that there was just something different about his person, about the way he carried himself. You see, beloved, the anointing is noticeable. You see, beloved, the anointing is noticeable. That person who is truly anointed of God will stand out to you. That person who is truly anointed of God will stand out to you. It may stand out to you, and you may not even understand why. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13 from the NIV, it says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, meaning they noticed, they took note, meaning they noticed that these men had been with Jesus. They didn't have to promote themselves, speak of themselves higher than they ought just to get noticed. They didn't have to do none of that stuff that so many are guilty of doing these days. They didn't have to promote themselves, speak of themselves higher than they ought just to get noticed. Again, the anointing is noticeable. When it's real, the anointing is noticeable. They noticed Peter and John had been with Jesus. They noticed that they were saturated in Jesus. They dripped Jesus. I drip Jesus. Prophetess Pate, she drips Jesus. And here in the text, Peter and John, they were saturated in Jesus. They drip Jesus. The same thing with Elisha. Elisha dripped Jesus to the point that it was noticeable to the woman in tonight's text. He dripped Jesus to the point that it was noticeable to the woman in tonight's text. It was noticeable to her that he was indeed a man of God. She could tell that he had been in the presence of Jesus, that he had been with Jesus. He was dripping Jesus. That's when the anointing, the prophetic anointing or otherwise, is real. That's when you know the anointing, the prophetic anointing or otherwise, because there are a lot of different anointings. That's when you know that it's real. But God says, it's not that some of you, but God says it's not that some of you has encountered a false prophet. It's not even that some of you have encountered a false prophet. It's just that you don't want to wait on the timing of God. It's just that you don't want to wait on the timing of God. What has been spoken over your life will come to pass. Hear me. In God's timing, spoken over your life will come to pass. Yes, I understand it feels like it's been a long time and the word is about to expire. How many know the word of God never expires, but it feels that way to you, like it's getting ready to expire, but it will come to pass. It's not going to expire. The word of God is not like milk being poured out at a certain after a certain date, it has expired and needs to be poured out. No, the word of God gets poured into you. It gets prophesied into you, and it does not expire, but it will come to pass. What has been spoken over your life will come to pass. I decree and declare over your life, God is doing a work you cannot see. I decree and declare over your life tonight that God is doing a work you cannot see. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. That's what the scripture says. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Psalms 139 and 12 from the NIV. Meaning, here's what it means. Meaning, God can function just as well in the dark as he can in the light. Somebody give him glory for that, because even though it looks dark right now, God can function just as well in the dark can in the light. You don't have to see what he's doing. You don't have to see. You feel like you need to know everything, but you don't have to see what he's doing. Just know that you can shake off that disappointed spirit you've been carrying. Somebody just know that you can shake off that disappointed spirit that you've been carrying, because God is not done yet. Because God is not done yet. Hear me, God is not done yet. We still talking about the pain of disappointment. How many of y'all know that God's timing is everything? How many of y'all know that God's timing is everything? Had Elisha prematurely approached a woman in tonight's text, talking out of his human flesh and not the spirit of God about how she would be holding a son this time next year, how many of y'all know she would have remained without a child? Somebody say, what prophet says this? That's right, she would have remained. She would have yet again been disappointed. She would have yet again been disappointed, feeling deceived and distrustful of people. Somebody here can testify that's what being disappointed over and over again would do. That's what being disappointed over and over again would do. It would make you lose hope and be very distrustful of people, even distrustful of God in some cases. But because Elisha was a real prophet, he knew something that the woman in tonight's text didn't know. But because Elisha was a real prophet, he knew something the woman in tonight's text didn't know. He knew that when she built that room onto her house for him, she was setting herself up for a miracle. Glory to God. He knew that when she built that room onto her house for him, she was setting herself up for a miracle. She was setting herself up to receive a prophet's reward. The scripture says, whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will surely not lose their reward. That's Matthew 10:41-42. Again, that's Matthew 10:41-42 from the NIV. So he knew this was the timing of God, because she had already made him comfortable in her home. She did more than give him a cup of water. She made sure he was comfortable, had everything that he needed. So he knew this was the timing of God. So he called her forward. He called her forward after everything she had done for him. See, she had sowed a mighty seed into his life. She didn't even know what she was doing. She just wanted to make the man of God comfortable. She didn't know she was setting herself up to be blessed. Many of you, you don't even realize that when you sow your seed into this soil, that you are setting yourself up to be blessed, but you are. So he called her forth after everything she had done for him and asked her What can he do for her, for you in return for everything that you have done? She replied that she was well taken care of, that her family takes good care of her. It took Gehazi, the servant of the prophet of God, to notice and inform Elisha that she had no son, that she had no children. It took Gehazi. Sometimes you need somebody else to see what you can't see. And in this case, it took Gehazi, servant to the prophet of God, to notice and inform Elisha that she had no son, that she had no children. Because Elisha and the woman were thinking materialistically in that moment. Materialistically, she didn't need anything. But she needed a son. She wanted a child to make her home life with just her and her husband complete. She wanted her family to be complete with a child, not just her and her husband forever. She needed a child. She wanted a son. She was just too hurt. And many of you, I know that you can relate. You have things that you want, but you're just too hurt, too disappointed to even try to give voice to your heart's desire. You tried over and over again, and it didn't manifest, and you're just too hurt, too disappointed to even try again to give voice to your heart's desire. She couldn't speak it and not see it yet again. She couldn't speak it and not see it yet again. Not knowing that this time was different. Not knowing that this time was different. Somebody say, this time is different. Somebody say it again. This time is different. Say it one more time. One time for God, one time for Jesus, one time for the Holy Spirit. So say it one more time. This time is different. Put it in the atmosphere and receive it for yourself. Put it in the atmosphere and receive it for yourself. God was about to reward her for the way she had went out of her way to accommodate the man of God, making sure he had somewhere of his own to stop in and rest whenever he was in town. The seed she had sown into the man of God was about to lift the spirit of disappointment off of her. The seed she had sown into the man of God, you can't tell me that the seed placed in the right soil is not powerful, because the seed she had sown into the man of God was about to lift that spirit of disappointment off of her once and for all and give her her heart's desire. Give her her heart's desire. Because disappointment is not of God. Beloved, hear me, because disappointment is not of God. No, beloved, things will not always go your way. Of course not. This is life. Things will not always go your way. But the pain, the mistrust, the paranoia, being disappointed over and over again, all of that that disappointment causes is not of God. Loss of hope and appetite is not of God, because somebody, you're so disappointed with how things are going right now, you can't even eat, because somebody, you've lost your hope and you've lost your appetite, and it's not of God. You're so disappointed right now, you can't even eat. So you can relate to the words of the psalmist in Psalms 42 and 3 from the NIV. The psalmist said, "My tears have been my food day and night." I'm sure we've all been there. When we were going through something and we just cried and there were a lot of tears being shed, and tears literally have became our food both day and night because we had no appetite. I've been there, definitely been there. Therefore, tonight, I bind it all right now. Every symptom that disappears along with it, I bind up all those spirits and send them all back to the pit of hell. Disappointment, discouragement, lack of trust, loss of hope, crying, loss of appetite, paranoia, depression, anger towards yourself, anger towards God, anxiousness, not feeling good enough. Somebody, you don't even feel good enough to receive. And that's why you keep being disappointed, because you don't even feel you're good enough, not feeling good enough, deceived, tricked, go, be uprooted out of every soul, every mind, every will, every intellect, and the emotions of every person listening to the sound of my voice on tonight. In the name of Jesus, be loose on tonight, in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. This concludes tonight's message. I pray that you receive what you need and the spirit of disappointment has been lifted, has been released. You are free in the name of Jesus. Who the Son says free is free indeed. You are free. Hear me tonight, you are free. Save the unsaved on tonight, Father, those looking for a way out. Do something miraculous to let them know that Jesus is the way. He's the way out that they're looking for. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Come to Jesus. Come to him. Now is the time. Come to him on tonight. If you got saved tonight, at any point during tonight's message, if you got getting saved, but you got saved along the way, got convicted in the word, and you just want to give your heart to Jesus, and you did that, you got saved at any point tonight, and you need prayer and or Bible-based consultation, whether you got saved tonight or not, and you need Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690 or email prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if there's somebody on the phone lines right now, I will deal with you in just a minute. Be sure to press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone now if you're on the phone via Blog Talk Radio and you need prayer. But wait until you hear me greet you, properly greet you and say hello before you begin to talk. That way God will hear your prayer request and I'll hear it if you're on the phone. If not, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, but you're not live on the phone, and you got saved tonight, as I said, or you just somebody that needs prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can get the number I just gave or reach out at the email that I just gave. The number, again, is 865-408-8690. Email prolificfire@gmail.com. Now the announcement. If you need this ministry's paper or info because you feel led to sow, paper or info or cash app info, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire or cash app. It's a dollar symbol and the ministry's name, which is Prolific Fire. Dollar symbol, Prolific Fire. The PM, Prolific is capital, F and Fire is capital, written all together. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Properly Stacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And reach out to me on either one of those if you need two people do all the time. Check out prolificfire.com for all your ministry needs. Plus, you can sponsor a child through World Vision. Please, the children need you, so reach out to them. I've been a sponsor for over 20 years. I love the children. My heart is with the children. So if you want to help with the children overseas, especially during this, if you want to help out, especially now, they need you, you can contact me at the number I gave or go to prolificfire.com and sponsor a child. And we'll be sponsors together. How about that? We'll not only be connected to prolificfire, but we'll be sponsors together through World Vision. That would be a blessing to the children. Also, if you have pain, any kind of pain, there's a program that the Lord put in place that I know works. I know firsthand it works. It's called Train the Pain. If you want to do that, you can sign up on the website, and I will be glad to show you the steps the Lord gave me to make your pain work for you. If you don't get your prayer request in tonight and you don't reach out to me, you can always join us on Friday for Faith on the Line with Providence Faith. It's a time of prayer and encouragement. Friday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the number, the minute you call tonight, 347-426-3782. Again, it's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Quiz will be taken then, too, so call in. But I have something special that's going to occur before Friday. And many of you don't know, because if it normally comes on Monday, and Friday comes before Monday, but there's something that's coming before Friday and before this Monday coming up. It's Wednesday night, September the 9th. It's a special night for Prolific Fire. Be sure to join us back here on Wednesday night, September the 9th, as we celebrate 8 years of ministry. To God be the glory. I can't even begin to tell you how I feel knowing that I've been in ministry 8 years, that God put a word in my mouth for 8 years. Every time I thought there's nothing more to say, God gave me more to say. It's amazing to know that it's been 8 years, 8 years of ministry. To God be the glory. Come back Wednesday night, September the 9th, same time, which will be 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, and help us celebrate. Help us lift up the name of Jesus. Help us lift up the name of God, the Holy Spirit, because without the Trinity, Prolific Fire would not be possible. Without you, Prolific Fire would not be possible. So be a part. You can call the number that you called tonight again, 347-426-3782. Or if you're online, you prefer to listen in online, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Prolific Fire. That's blogtalkradio.com/Prolific Fire. With all of that being said, I'm coming to the phone lines to check and see if any of you wonderful people need prayer.
Hey, for coming to you. Hello, y'all there.
Yes, hi, Prophetess. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling in for prayer. That word was right on time tonight about God's timing and what has been spoken over our lives is going to come to pass. And that word was right on time tonight, and I just called in for prayer about specifically those things, you know, about, you know, just expecting from God. You know, sometimes you feel a little like a couple of days I've been feeling discouraged, but God's been lifting me up, so I thank God for that, lifting my spirits up, so I thank God for that. But just wanted a prayer from you, because I know God has a word in your mouth for a prayer for me.
Okay, to God be the glory. Father God, I thank you for my sister tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for putting the word in my mouth tonight, Lord God, that was right to her. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that was confirmed to her, Lord God, that she's still on your wait list, Lord God, that you're giving to her, Lord God. Every word that you have spoken over her life is going to come to pass, God. Every word that you've spoken over her marriage, Lord God, is going to come to pass. Every word that you've spoken over her employment, Lord God, situation, it's going to come to pass, Lord God. I know she don't see herself in the place where she desires to be yet, God, but it's coming, Lord God. I thank you for cleaning up her vision, Lord God, that she may be able to see what you see about her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will begin to show her, Lord God, what more it is that you have for her, Lord God, as it pertains to what you call for her to do, Lord God, within this time limit on the earth, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that every day she's moving closer and closer, God, to what you call for her to do, Lord God, that her heart desire is being met. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you have not forgotten about her, even when people seem to have forgotten about her and overlooked her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have not forgotten about her, Lord God, and even in her lowest poor heart, Lord God, you lift her up and you send her to a place like Prolific Fire to get a word, Lord God, to give you fear, Lord God, to give you cards, Lord God, because you are still looking out for her, Lord God, still caring about her, Lord God. Everything that she needs, Lord God, is still in your mouth, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, that she will not pay attention to what's being said around her, but that she will begin to focus more on what's coming out of your mouth, because your word says that we cannot live on bread alone, but we need every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So begin to let her focus more on what's coming out of your mouth, pertaining to her and her needs, and not pay attention to the people around her being negative. But God, because you only have positive for her and for her future. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the awesome things that you're going to do in her life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess.
You're welcome. Okay, tonight, is there anybody else on the phone line that need a prayer? If so, do the same thing my sister did. Press 1 on the phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Just press 1 on your phone. It's that simple, and I will be glad to pray with you. I'm going to wait and give you a few minutes to make up your mind. If you don't match one, I'm just going to assume that everything's okay, and you will meet us back here on Wednesday. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Going once, going twice, going three times. See you Wednesday, everybody. Have a good night. God bless.